天道经文雅各书第一章17-18节，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。
James chapter 1 verses 17-18. Every good and perfect gift is from aboveComing down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
按自己的旨意用真道生了我们，叫我们在他所造的万物中，好像粗俗的果子。
He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created.
好，请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来赞美主。这首歌我们唱两遍。让我们一起来到神的面前。亲爱的主耶稣基督，在这庆祝你降生的日子，我们满怀欢喜的来歌颂你。主啊，你从高天降到人间，为了我们的罪给我们带来了那美妙的福音。主啊，这是何等的福分，我们在这里可以用我们的歌声，用我们的心灵来敬拜你。主啊，求你保守我们，继续看顾我们，让我们所行的所活出来的能跟我们所得到的恩典相配。以上祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名。
Dear Heavenly Father, Thank you for bringing us together here today to worship you. No words can express your love for us and the sacrifice of your Son for our sins. During this Christmas, please bring us peace and happiness while celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，请大家请坐。第二首歌，请听天使在高唱 Angels we have heard on high。 这首歌它总共有三段，我们唱完三，用中英文一起唱，把三段唱完以后，然后我们再把第一段和第三段用英文一起唱一遍。 谢主。下面是读经的时间，今天的经文是在马太福音第13章44到46节。 Now it's time for scripture reading. Today's scriptures in Matthew chapter 13 verses 44 to 46. 让我们一起用同声的方式来朗读。 Let's read together either in Chinese or English. 马太福音第13章第44节， Matthew chapter 13 verse 44。天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜地去变卖一切所有的，买那块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的，买了这颗珠子。Thank you, 谢谢。下面示范献诗， Now it's a choir presentation.
second song named Blessings of God Be Upon You. And this song we would like to present it to our speaker, Pastor Jim Price and Peggy. They're living in the U.S. and going to China for a month. And during that time, we pray that the good tidings and God's blessings will be you, be with you, and also all the scholars, students that you meet over there will bring good message to them and also bring comfort, encouragement, and warm love to all the teachers that we sent over here from ERRC. So that our prayer is that this trip be a fruitful trip, that you will experience lots of God's presence in your trip, and God give you safety and good health in that time.
我们下一首诗歌是为我们今天的讲员，因为他要到中国有一个月的时间，去探望当地的学者、学生，同时也会去探望在中国的外教，借着这一段时间把神的爱。 神的信息传给在中国的朋友、学生，还有那些需要神的福音拯救的人。
谢诗班的献诗。Thank you for a beautiful song. 让我们下面我们就祷告。Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, you so loved us that we come into your presence. We come into the Holy of Holies. Oh God, you so loved us. You're the Holy One that rule the universe. And praises of Israel are your throne. And today we can come before you and sing praises to you. And we can come into the Holies of Holies. How blessed we are that we give all the honor and glory to you. Father, in this business holiday season, it is easy to become so detractive that why we celebrate Christmas? What is the meaning of the Christmas? Maybe the media, maybe the culture drag the people away from God so that people don't know the center of Christ is what we celebrating. Oh God, that we pray that give us wisdom, give us courage, give us your strength that we will share the good news to those who don't know it and realign us with the biblical truth that who Jesus is and his sacrifice, how his sacrifice that means to our daily lives. And today we pray that from your word and message once again touch our heart and remind us. And we pray that Pastor Jim and Peggy, they're traveling to China for 4 weeks, and during their stay there and in this great tidings season, bringing the blessing of God through them and to the people in China, and also to the teachers. They left their home abroad and went to China and teach those students. And in this special season, that your love, your joy will be upon them, cover the family or either the individuals. 主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们在圣诞节的时候，我们可以用歌声来赞美你，因为你是那圣洁的神，你是以色列用赞美为宝座的神。我们献上我们的赞美，我们也特别为一些身体软弱的我们来祷告。我们特别把王友斌老弟兄，他又要再经历一次新的疗程，也求主给医生有智慧，用新的疗法能对症下药。求主特别保守他身体的健康。我们也特别为徐端正弟兄的大姐徐玉清罹患了胰腺癌。哦，主，他的二姐徐英清也得了肺纤维化这样的一个疾病。我们在祷告中，我们纪念到身体软弱的，我们纪念到真的是有急需的，尤其在这圣诞佳节的时候，我们想到神你爱我们，甚至成为人，死在十字架上，你离开那荣耀的宝座，为了让我们得到神你自己的生命。因为原来我们在黑暗过犯里面，你拯救了我们。 好，让我们在这个季节的时候得到你的平安，得到你的喜乐，得到你的祝福，因着透过主耶稣基督的救恩，我们献上祷告感谢，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。 And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And we welcome Pastor Jim to preach us, and Michael Lee will interpret for him.
Thank you, Michael, for interpreting.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it very much. I have to say that of all of the presents that Peggy and I have received through the years, that was one of the most special that we have ever received, a blessing song.
就是在我和我的太太 Peggy 多年来所收到的礼物之中，刚才我们师班给他们献上的这个诗歌是特别特别非常特别的一个。
So thank you very much.
谢谢各位。
Now another mystery has been solved.
另外一个神秘的事情被解开。
While we were singing as a congregation at the first of the service,
当我们在这个主日我们来唱赞美诗的时候。
I noticed that this side sounded so much better than this side.
我发现在右手边的这一边的会众唱的比那边好的很多。
Now I know why.
我知道，现在知道什么原因。
Thank you to each one of you for all the work you put in. Opal, for your leadership. Thank you.
谢谢师母的领导，谢谢师班的各位所摆上的。
So, we all like to be surprised.
我们每一个都喜欢有惊喜。
And I think that's why God likes to surprise us.
这可能是因为，也是因为，神要带给我们惊喜的原因。
Maybe we've gotten that unexpected check in the mail.
我们也许在我们的邮件中发现有一个从来不知道会有的一张支票。
Maybe we spent too much for something and they gave us a refund.
也许我们花在某一些事情花的钱太多，他们给我们一个退款。
Or maybe like you young people down here or adults, that surprise birthday party.
那在座的年轻人，也许他们父母亲给他们安排的一个惊喜的一个生日的聚会。
3 years ago, when Peggy and I came back from China, 3 days later, she gave me a surprise birthday party.
3年多以前，当我们从中国的一次旅行回到美国的第三天，他的太太给他一个惊喜的生日的在这个聚会。
And she had invited friends from all over, including Colorado.
他太太邀请他们世界各地的朋友，包括从科罗拉多的一些朋友。
It was a great time.
那我很好的，我度过一段很好的时间。
I also had a surprise about 4 months ago from my skin doctor.
我的皮肤科的医生在4个月以前给我一个惊喜。
Every time I go in to see her, she seems to take out her knife and chop a little bit more of my face.
是我每一次去看我的皮肤科医生的时候，他都会拿出他的那个手术刀在脸上给他皮肤割掉。
You know I laid on the beach most of my young years.
你们知道我在年轻的时候在海滩上花了很多时间。
And those were the days where you didn't try to block the sun, but soak the sun.
那个时候我们根本不知道要防止紫外线的照射。
My doctor looked at me and said,
我的医生看着我对我说，
Jim, I don't need to chop you today.
这一次我不需要拿手术刀给你刮一个伤口了。
Goodbye, and I will see you in 6 months.
再见，我下一次的会面是6个月以后。
Well, 6 months is coming soon.
6个月马上就到了，快到了。
But we love to have surprises.
我们都喜欢这样的类似的惊喜。
Peggy loves Christmas.
她的太太 Peggy 非常喜欢圣诞节。
She loves to give presents to our children and grandchildren.
她喜欢包装很多礼物给他们的孩子以及他们的孙辈的孩子们。
She loves to be surprised.
她也会喜欢给他们带出很多的惊喜。
She tells me when she was a little girl, we would see it. She would see a package under the tree in her name.
她喜欢就是说她很小的时候在圣诞树的下面看到有些礼品盒里面有她的名字在上面。
She would go pick up the package and shake it.
她首先做的事情是把那个盒子拿起来去摇摇晃晃摇晃一下。
She'd pinch it and she'd squeeze it.
她会用手去把那个盒子使劲地捏几下。
Trying to figure out what's under the paper.
她是这样做是想知道这个盒子里面到底什么样的礼物。
Have you thought about that? That's why we wrap our presents so that we will be surprised.
大家有没有想到，也许是我们就是因为我们喜欢把礼物一层一层的包装起来，用很好的盒子包起来的原因。
And Peggy's parents used to always say to her, Peggy, don't do that anymore. We want to surprise you.
她给的父母亲经常对她说，你不要再这样做了，我们希望给你带来惊喜。
Sometimes God's surprises are hidden from our sight.
很多的时候神也给我们带来许多的惊喜。
And with that, I'd like to pray.
这样我们一起来祷告。
Father, I pray that you would bless our time together as we talk about the surprise, the great surprise that you have for us. Lord, bless our time in your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
主啊，我们求你赐福我们这一段时间，我们一起来探讨你给我们带来的惊喜。奉耶稣基督的名祈求，阿门。
Amen. Okay, let's see what we got here for the next slide.
让我看看下一段的幻灯是怎么样子的。
Story of a man named Kip Wagner.
有这样一个人叫 Kip Wagner。
Kip Wagner is a retired construction engineer.
他是一个退休的建筑工程师。
In 1955, he retired to Florida.
他在1955年的时候是在佛罗里达州那边退休。
And one morning he went walking along the beach.
他有一天在佛罗里达那边海边的沙滩上散步。
And a bad storm had just come through the night before.
当时在前一天晚上有一个很大的暴风雨在那边发生。
And as he walked, he noticed some things sparkling in the sand.
他在沙滩上散步的时候，他发现有一些沙滩上有些闪闪发亮的一些东西在沙上面。
And he reached down and he picked up a Spanish piece of eight.
当他弯腰下去的时候。捡到的东西是当时以前西班牙使用的一个NB。
On one side was the crown of of Spain, and the other side was a cross.
在这个硬币的一边是十字架，另外一边是西班牙的那个国家的一个头盔的样子。
And he walked a little farther, and he found more.
当他在继续在沙滩上走的时候，他发现更多的类似的硬币。
Now a Spanish piece of eight is 1/8 of a peso, which is like a dollar.
就是一个硬币是相当于八分之一的当时的西班牙的货币，就是 peso。
In America, we have a quarter.
在我们有25分钱的一个硬币。
And that's a quarter of a dollar.
那是四分之一的一元的四分之一。
So this was 1/8 of a peso.
这是一个八分之一的一个 peso.
Kip Wagner walked a little more, and he found other things like a necklace.
当他继续在海滩上走的时候，发现很多其他的宝藏。
A ring.
包括一个。戒指还有项链之类的
and a pendant
还有其他的东西
The next day he went and he purchased a metal detector
那第二天他做什么事情他去购买了一个专门来探测金属的一个探测器
That only cost him $15
那当时花的钱只有15块钱
Remember it's 1955
大家记得是1955年事情发生在1955年
And he brought a bucket with him
他带一个小桶
Within 2 hours, he filled the bucket with gold and silver and gems.
很快的两个小时之内，他这个小桶子装满了很多的一些宝藏，一些金啊、银啊所做的一些首饰之类的。
And something clicked in his mind.
他在想一下，有个忽然有起了个念头。
The real treasure is not on the sand on the seashore, but out in the ocean.
他说，这个真正的宝物还不在这个海滩上面，而在海洋里面，海里面。
So Kip Wagner went to the library.
那他去到图书馆。
And he discovered the following.
他发现这样一件事。
There was a bad hurricane in 1715.
在1715年的时候发生了一场巨大的飓风。
240 years earlier.
大概是200多年以前。
11 Spanish ships left Mexico and Colombia and were going back to Spain loaded with gold and silver.
当时有11艘的船，他们从墨西哥启程返回西班牙，那个每一艘船上面都装满了很多的宝物。
And a hurricane hit off the Florida coast.
当时那个就在沿着这个佛罗里达这个海湾，他们发生一个大的飓风。
10 of the 11 ships went to the bottom with their treasures.
其中11艘船，其中有10艘被沉入海底。
One ship made it back to Spain.
那只有一艘船，那个返回西班牙。
They came back in the following year with men to try to dive to get the rest of the treasure.
那他们就第二年返回，雇了些人能够潜水去来寻找这些宝藏在海底的宝藏。
No oxygen equipment, just like this.
他们当时并没有佩戴。素养的一些器械，而只是直接的深藏在海里面去寻找。
I'm sure they had contests in Spain as to who could hold their breath the longest.
我想在西班牙也许这样的比赛是谁在水里面可以憋气憋得最久。
But they only retrieved a little bit of the treasure.
他们当时只收获了其中他们丢失了一部分这样的宝藏。
Kip Wagner said, most of the treasure is still out there.
他想很多其实还有很多的宝藏在海里面，我们没有发现。
Kip Wagner began to sell everything that he had.
那他这个人就开始变卖自己所有的一些财产。
His house.
他的房子。
His car.
他的车。
He started riding a bicycle.
他开始骑自行车。
He cashed in his retirement account.
他把自己退休账户的钱也拿出来。
He had nothing left but a bag full of cash.
他没有任何其他东西，只有一大袋的现金现钞。
And he went and bought a salvage boat.
他买了一个这样可以在海底探测的这样一艘船。
And he hired a crew.
雇了两批人。
But he was broke.
他已破产，当时破产。
But by faith, Kip Wagner went out and started diving for that treasure.
他就是有这样坚强的一个信念，他相信一定在海底能找到宝物。
And within 2 years, he had accumulated millions of dollars worth of treasure.
他就两年时间，他就在海底下面捞取了大概是价值200万左右的这样一些宝藏。
He was unbelievably wealthy because he believed there was a treasure of incredible worth at the bottom of the ocean.
他之所以能这样富有，是因为有坚强的信念，相信这样海底有这样一些的宝藏。
So that leads us to our title here, Surprised by God, and we love surprises.
那我们今天信息的题目是神赐给我们惊喜。
I think we all get a smile on our face when we have a pleasant surprise.
当我们有能够惊喜的时候，我们脸上都会有笑容。
And earlier we read two parables of the kingdom.
在早先的时候，我们读了两段的关于天国的一些比喻。
And the first one was about a guy that found buried treasure.
第一个是关于有一个人发现一个被埋藏的一些宝藏。
Jesus told a story that caused people to think.
耶稣在这里讲一些一个故事来引起我们的思想。
And for those of us in America, 2,000 years later, we may not understand all that's going on.
我们2000年以后这样在生活在美国，我们也许不知道当时发生了什么事情。
A man is walking home after work along a path.
一个人在工作以后在一个路上行走。
But he thinks, if I go across this man's field, I'll save time. It'll be a little harder, but I'll get home sooner.
他说我想我可以走捷径穿过其他人的稻田，是不是可以很快的可以到家。
And the farmer had just taken his plow over the field.
当时的农夫也许刚刚用那个犁把那个土可以。
So the soil was turned over.
他们的那个土壤已经被翻过。
And as he walked, he saw something shiny in the soil.
当他在行走的时候，他发现有一些闪闪发亮的东西在那里面。
And he knelt down beside it and he began to take all the dirt away from what turned out to be a box.
当他停下来把其他周围的那个土翻开的时候，发现其中一个盒子。
He opened the lid of the box and found a treasure in there greater than he had ever imagined.
当他把这个盒子打开的时候，发现比他所有的东西都多的贵重的一些宝物在里面。
He thought to himself,
他自己思想，
I should just take that treasure and put it in my coat.
他说我应该把这些宝藏拿回去放在我的衣下拿回去。
And then when I get home, I can start to spend it.
当我回家的时候，我们可以用这些宝藏来购买一些东西。
But he thought that would not be a good idea.
但是他当时想这不是也许不是一个好的想法。
Because people would begin to wonder why he got so wealthy.
那也许人们会想他怎么一下子变得这么富有呢？
And the owner of the field would say, I wonder if he walked across my field and found my treasure.
那他在那个曾经走过的那个农场农夫也许会问他，你是不是曾经在我的这个土里走过以后发现什么宝藏呢？
Then the man would be known to be a thief.
那人家就会骂他是一个小偷。
He would lose face in his village.
他就在这个村里面就不会有脸面。
He would be brought to shame.
他就会有受羞辱的感觉。
So he said, "No, I will not take the treasure."
他说我不要把这件宝藏带回去。
And he buried the box again in the ground.
反而他把一个这个盒子重新埋回土里。
But out of great joy, he went home and sold everything.
但是回家以后，他欣喜的把所有的东西都变卖。
He sold his house. He sold his car. No, not in Enfield State. He sold everything.
他把所有的一切都变卖。
And he got a bag of cash.
他也换了一大袋的现钞。
And he went to the farmer to make a deal.
他去见这个农场主。
Now you need to know a little bit more of this story.
那你需要更多的关于这个故事下面的一部分。
For thousands of years, the land of Israel had been invaded by armies.
以色列这些他们很多的他的这个土壤是几千年都被其他的外敌来侵略。
The Egyptians,
有其中有埃及人,
the Assyrians,
还有叙利亚人,
the Babylonians,
巴比伦人。
So people would take their treasures and bury them out in the field.
那很多人就把他们自有的一些宝物藏在他们田里面。
They knew where their treasure was.
他们知道他们的宝藏在什么地方。
There was no National Bank of Bethlehem to put their money.
当时没有国家，没有银行。
And so, the rule of the land in Jesus' day was this.
当时在耶稣时代的关于土地的一些政策是这样子的。
If you find buried treasure and no one claims it, it's yours to keep.
当你发现一个宝藏没有任何其他人来认领的话，这个宝藏就是你自己的。
And our traveler knew that.
我们这位旅行者他知道这样一个规条。
And our traveler was wise and honorable.
这个旅行者他非常有智慧。
He took the cash to the owner and said, I want to buy your field. Here is all that I have.
他说我要购买你这一块土地，这是我所有的现金都在这里。
Now the owner could have said,
那个农场主也许会这样说，
You can have my field, but first let me go out and get my treasure.
那农场主说，你可以购买我的土地，但是我先去看看我里面有没有宝藏。
But he didn't say that.
但是他没有这样说。
The people who buried the treasure had long been gone.
因为埋藏这些宝藏的人早就过世，很早以前。
Maybe an army came along and killed them.
也许一些外侵的一些人把这些人。
Or maybe they took them back to their country as slaves.
也许这些被掳去，他们异地去做奴隶。
But the family that buried the treasure never returned to claim it.
当时埋藏这些宝藏的那些人从来没有。
And there it maybe sat in the ground for hundreds of years. The farmer did not say, let me go get my treasure, because he didn't know it was there. Remember, it was the rightful owner of the person who found it.
大家记得是这个宝藏的拥有者，应该是发现的人所应该他所拥有的。
And this traveler,
这个旅行者
decided to pay to get the land,
他决定
and the treasure,
他决定去用他所有的去买这一块地
for all that he had.
把他所有的一切都变卖以后买这块地。
He told the landowner, I have no more, but it's everything that I have.
这是我所有的一切，我要变来换这一块土地。
And he bought the treasure.
他买了这样的宝藏。
Pardon me, he bought the land and gained the treasure.
就比他买了这一块地。
He stumbled across that treasure by chance.
他是偶然的机会才碰到看见发现这样的宝藏。
He wasn't expecting it.
他完全没有预料到会有这样的事情发生。
That's the way the kingdom of God is for many of us.
对我们许多人来讲，这就是天国也是这样的类似的道理。
We are surprised when somebody shares with us about the treasure.
当某人跟我们分享天国的福音的时候，我们有这样的惊喜。
But there's another story about undiscovered treasure.
另外一个故事是关于没有被曾被发现的一些宝藏。
This is treasure.That a man specifically went looking for.
那这样一些宝藏是人们特地的去专门寻找的一些宝藏。
It's about the pearl merchant who goes and he finds one pearl of surpassing value.
就像一个做珠宝商，他去到处寻找这样一个价值连城的超过任何其他的珠宝。
Gone into hundreds of pearl shops like the pearl market in China. And he had looked at many pearls and he had many fine pearls. But he was looking for a different kind of pearl. And as the shop owners would put the pearls on a black cloth and spread them out,
就像商店里呢，基本上把他们的珠宝放在一块布上面，放在他们的柜台上面这样。
Our pearl merchant would look at the size.
我们的这个珠宝商会看它的大小。
The shape.
它的形状。
The luster.
它的光泽。
And he would choose his pearls.
他会通过这样一些方法来选择他要想要。
But in this one shop, he looked at all the pearls.
在这个珠宝店，他看着所有的珠宝。
And he found one pearl that was unique from all the others. And he told the shop owner, I will come back and purchase this pearl.
那他告诉这位珠宝商说，电商说，我会来购买这个珠宝。
And he too went home and sold everything.
他也同样的回家把他所有的都变卖。
Why was he willing to sell everything?
他为什么会愿意把所有自己所有东西都变卖呢？
It's because that pearl was of far greater value than any of his other pearls.
因为这个珍珠比任何其他的宝藏都有价值连城。
So he went back to the shop owner and he spread out his pearls again.
他回到这个珠宝店，然后把所有的店主把所有的珠宝都摊在那个柜台上面。
And our pearl merchant's eyes stuck on that one pearl, and he reached down and he said, "This is the pearl I want."
那这个寻找珠宝这个商人，他就眼睛盯着他喜欢的那一颗唯一的珠宝。
And he reached in the other pocket and he pulled out all of his cash from all that he had.
那他同样把他另外一个荷包里面把从荷包里面拿出了所有的现金。
And the pearl merchant said also,
那个珠宝商说,
Here's the cash from all my possessions.
那我变卖我所有的，我有所有的现金都在这里了。
But I'm also going to give you all of the fine pearls in my own collection because I don't need them anymore.
我也曾经收集过很多很多的珠宝，但我愿意把我以前所收集的珠宝都全部给你。
And it's because I have the one pearl that makes a difference. It's the pearl that changes everything. Just like the man in the field, it's the treasure that changes everything. So let's look at some major things, themes, and it's about the kingdom of God.
让我们来谈谈关于神的国度的一些事情。
If you think of a kingdom, you have to have a king for the kingdom.
你想象一个国度，一定会有一个国王。
Or a queen.
或王后。
But there has to be a king who oversees the kingdom.
一定有这样一个国王，他来治理他的国家。
And there's the realm over which he or she reigns.
他所治理的一些疆土领域。
All of the famous stories of kings and queens, like Cinderella and the prince who becomes the king.
有很多我们听过很多一些很好的故事，他们像一些平民成为一个国王或者皇后。
He ruled over a kingdom.
他统治，他依然是一个国家。
So Jesus said,
那耶稣这样说，
The kingdom of God is within you.
神的国度就在你们中间。
So the king wants to come and sit on the throne of your life.
那这样一个国王愿意来到你的心中，坐在你的心中。
And he wants to reign over every part of your life.
他要管理治理我们生活的每一个方面。
Over your relationships.
关于我们与人相处。
He wants to reign over your family.
我们自己的家庭。
He wants to reign over the words you speak.
我们他要管理我们所说的话。
He wants to reign over the way you treat people.
他要管理我们对待人的方法。
He wants to reign over everything in our lives.
他要管理治理我们生活中每一个细节。
That's what the king of the kingdom comes to do.
那就是这样一个国王的一个国度的国王应该做的事情。
So the king, when Jesus said the kingdom of God is like, he's not describing what the treasure is like, but the circumstances under how the treasure was found.
耶稣在这里并没有描述国度是什么样子的，而是描述国度里面的宝藏是被当时被发现是什么样的情景。
The first one, it can be buried and only discovered by chance.
一种情况，其中的一种情形是说，这些宝藏被埋葬，然后被偶然发现。
Maybe when somebody described to you the kingdom of God and Jesus on the throne, maybe it was a surprise to you.
当你听有人描述耶稣基督在他所治理的国宝座上，也许对你是一个偶然的惊喜。
On the other hand, maybe you're looking for something to bring meaning to your life.
那另外一种状况说，你也许在寻找这样一个珍宝来给你的生活充满意义。
That's what the pearl merchant was doing.
那就是那个珠宝商所做的事情。
He had many fine pearls.
他自己也拥有很多很好的珠宝。
But he knew that out there somewhere there was another pearl that would change everything.
他说在世界上一定有另外一颗珠宝会改变所有的一切。
So what is the treasure?
那宝藏是什么东西呢？
Listen to what John has to say.
那我们来听听约翰，福音里面约翰是怎么说的。
In the first chapter, he says about Jesus, "In him was life, and the life was the light of all men."
在约翰福音第一章说，在耶稣里面有生命，在生命是所有的一切的光。
Now, guys, this is a different kind of life.
这是一种不同样的一个生命。
It's not the Greek word bios from which we get biology.
跟那个希腊语的 bios 这样一个词，也就是说，从生物学所演变的这个词不一样。
It's from the Greek word zoe, which means a different kind of life.
是从希腊文的 zoe 这样一个词演变，是一种不同样的生命。
Remember John 4, the woman at the well, I am the water of life.
就像约翰福音所描述的，耶稣在井旁边所谈论的，我是生命的泉水。
If you keep drinking of me, you will never be thirsty again.
当你用这些泉水的时候，你永远不会饥渴。
In John chapter 6, he said, I'm the bread of life.
当在约翰福音第六章里说，耶稣说他是生命的粮。
If you eat of me, you will never be hungry again. He's talking about spiritual refreshment and spiritual food. Jesus said in John 10, I am the way, the truth, or John 14, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And in John 10, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life.And have it abundantly. At the end of the Gospel of John, John writes, I have shared these things that you might believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And that he's also the Son of God. Now get this. And by believing,You might have life in His name.
就我们相信耶稣，我们就会永生。
The treasure is the gift of life.
生命的礼物就是这样一个珍宝。
What the traveler found in the field was real life.
他那个过路人在田里发现的宝藏是他生命的所有的一切。
The box of jewels and gold and silver was just a metaphor for what's really important in life.
它是那些盒子里面的宝物，只是一个预表，就是我们生命中最重要的应该是什么东西。
And the same with the pearl merchant.
在珠宝商所寻找的那样一个故事也是同样一个道理。
It wasn't about gold and silver or pearls.
它根本不是关于金和银或者是那个珍珠。
It was about something of far greater value.
它是关于我们生活中远比他们这些东西更有价值的一些东西。
It was the gift of life.
是生活的神给我们的礼物。
And it was a costly gift.
这是一个非常昂贵的礼物。
Jesus talked about each of these men going out and selling everything that they had.
那耶稣讲的比喻里讲，这些人是变卖自己所有的一切来获取这样一个礼物。
Now, why would Jesus do that?
那耶稣为什么讲这样的道理呢？
It's because the gift would be useless if it has to compete with other lesser gods in one's personal agenda.
如果这些耶稣在这里告诉我们说，如果这样一个礼物，如果需要跟我们生活中不重要一些东西来竞争的话，这个礼物就没有任何的意义。
Jesus wants to have first place in your life. He doesn't want just a little corner and then he's going to get all crowded out by all the other stuff you got going on. They were willing to give up everything to gain a greater gift. And it's also, if life is going to fill us, one's heart and soul must first be emptied of all other things of value. The Bible talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit. So if your spirit is a vessel and it's filled with your own stuff, how are you going to get the Holy Spirit in? You got to first empty it out. Jesus is talking about getting rid of those things in our own agenda that don't bring value. Getting rid of the things that crowd out Jesus. Remember the story of the rich young ruler? Jesus said, go and sell everything and now come and follow me. Jesus used the word paleo, which means to sell, and he used it in the aorist tense. The aorist tense means doing something once and for all. Get it done. Jesus was telling the rich young ruler to sell all the stuff that's dragging you down and come and follow me. And the rich young ruler went away grieved, and Jesus was also grieved. What would he have done? What would you have done? He had the opportunity to walk with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Can you imagine spending 3 years walking with the Son of God? The rich young ruler will always be remembered as one who walked away, not as the one who joined. And Jesus was telling him, sell it all and come and follow me and you'll find riches in heaven. Jesus used that word in our parable for these people to get rid of all of the things that distract them. But there's another passage, and that's in Luke 14. Jesus said, you cannot be my disciple unless you give up all your possessions. Wow, when I came up today, there were lots of cars in the parking lot. And I'm sure you're all going home to a home or an apartment of some kind. But in this particular passage, Jesus uses the word apotasso. Different word than the rich young ruler. And it's in the present tense. Which means you got to do it every day. It's continuous action. So if it's in the aorist tense, you give it all one day and you won't have anything left to give away.
上一个故事讲的是你做一次的，所有的放弃，你就没有什么东西可以放弃了。
Jesus is saying, "There's something I want you to do each and every day."
耶稣在这里告诉我们说，我们在每天生活里面有很多需要除掉的。
I want you to separate yourself from all the things that distract you from me.
耶稣让我们远离那些让我们分心的一些事情。
I want you to forsake them in your heart and put me first. That's what Jesus means in these parables. Sell all of your personal agenda, what you want to do with your life, and invest in me. Empty out the vessel of your heart so that I can pour life into it. And these guys went away with unbounded joy over what they had found. They were giving up everything that they thought was of value to them. Because they found something of far greater value. Friends, the gift of life is the greatest gift you could ever receive.
朋友们，永生的这个礼物是远比世上所有的东西都更有价值。
It's the gift that changes everything for you.
这样一个礼物会改变我们生活的所有的一切。
It's the most valuable gift you will ever find.
是你一生所能发现的最有价值的礼物。
Of getting rid of those lesser things that drag you down and obtaining something of far greater value. Jesus is the giver of life. I'll bet you've been wondering if we're going to open our Bibles at all today. Yes. Three verses. 1 John chapter 5.
三节的圣经。约翰一书五章。
And verse 10.
第十节,
anyone who believes in the Son of God has the believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him to be a liar because he's not believed the testimony that God has given about his Son.
第五章第十节那里说，信神儿子的。 就有这见证在他心里，不信神的，就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子的做的见证。Verse 11,
and this is the testimony God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son.
第十一节，这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。And
finally, so important, he who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
第十二节，人没有神的儿子就没有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。
If you don't have Jesus, you don't have life.
如果你不信耶稣，你就没有生命。
Jesus is the giver of life.
耶稣就是生命的赐予者。
He wants to give you and your friends and neighbors the life that He came to give.
他要给你的你，给你周遭的朋友，你的邻居，他来到世上，带来永生。
For the Christian, the gift of life is what you possess. If you've come before God in confession of sin, emptied out that vessel, and Jesus has poured in life, that's what you have.
当你认真悔改的时候，你来到神的面前，你倒空你自己。 圣灵就住在你里面，这就是神基督带给你的礼物。
So if you're a Christian here today, this is what you possess, the greatest gift of all.
在座的基督徒们，你们就是今天，这就是你们今天所拥有的。
You have the gift that has changed everything for you.
你生命中，你在你生命中就有
The way you think.
礼物。
The way you think.
你思维的方式
the way you make decisions
你做决策的方式
hopefully the way you speak and the way you interact with others
当你的语言你跟其他人相处的行为
and the gift of life is also what we proclaim
那这些礼物也是我们所宣扬的
you don't have to make it complicated
我们不需要把它弄得很复杂
Jesus has come to give you life
耶稣到世上就是要给我们永生
That's what you can share with your friends. It's a gift beyond imagination. And it's a gift that will change everything for you. Jesus wants us to get rid of all lesser stuff.So that he can fill us with his life.
耶稣告诉我们，他希望我们倒空我们生命中不重要的东西，这样他可以住在我们心中。
He will not have second place.
他不会取胜第不次要的地位。
In John chapter 14, Jesus said, "I want you to love me above all other affections."
在约翰福音第十四章告诉我们说，耶稣要让我们爱神超过任何其他的事情。
Can you imagine a husband saying that to his wife?
你们想一想，一个先生跟太太这样说吗
？Honey, I want you to love me beyond all others, including everything in life.
这个先生对太太说，太太你，我希望你爱我胜过世上所有的一切。
I don't think any of us would be quite that prideful.
我想，我们中间不会有人这样说。
But Jesus could do it because he's the Son of God.
耶稣能够这样说，因为他是神的儿子。
He wants our supreme love.
他要我们这样最高的爱。
And devotion.
我们最高的忠心。
Jesus wants to be the king of your life.
耶稣愿意做我们的生活中的主宰。
Sit on the throne of your life.
在我们生命中的坐在他。
To reign over every part of your life.
来统治我们生命中所有的一切。
And if you do that, he will bless you beyond your wildest imagination.
当我们做到这一点的时候，他会赐福给我们，超过我们所有的想象。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, if there's anyone here today that does not have life,
天父，如果我们在座的中间，如果还没有得到永生
，I pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would convince them that Jesus is the giver of life.
我愿意圣灵做这样的感动，能够向他们证明耶稣是生命的。
If they have the Son, they will have life.
他们如果有子，就有生命。
So let me offer a simple prayer, Lord. I just ask you right now to give me life.
我们现在所简单的祷告说啊，让你给我们这一个生命。
Lord, I empty out all lesser agendas in order to gain the treasure of life.
主要让我吞掉倒空我身上不重要的东西来得到耶稣基督生命的
I relinquish all of those things that I once thought important
我要摒弃我生命中我曾经认为重要的东西
And I ask you to come in and fill me with your presence
我让神让你在我们住在我中间
And for believers here today, Lord
for 我们中间的基督徒们
I pray that you would empower us to speak the word that Jesus is the giver of life. And if you want life, you need Jesus. And Lord, as Peggy and I go to China, help us to be bold in proclaiming this to our friends and former students.
是吧？我和派给去中国大陆的时候，给我们刚强壮胆那个传扬你的福音。
That Jesus is the giver of life.
耶稣基督是生命的赐予者。
And they could have a gift that changes everything.
他们会得到这一个礼物，能够改变他们生命中所有的一切。
Lord, I pray your blessings upon this church.
主啊，我祈求你给这个教会赐福。
And your blessing upon these people. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you. Great job.
Thank you, Pastor Jim, for the message. Thank you, Christ, and she the teaching. And from the message, from the Lord, the gift, the treasure of the gift is life. From the teaching, we have to go. The Bong Chang, just the serving, just the root, the root. And also, we treasure the time that we come together. Around the Lord's table, we precious this time. 同时我们也珍惜我们可以在主的圣桌前我们来受这个主的杯。那下面有一段我们来读一段圣经。We read the scripture.
圣灵天父，我们真是感谢你，带你的独生爱子来到世界，为了我们的罪死在了十字架上。主啊，我们也在领受杯之前，让我们来品尝，让我们来知道，我们这样从我们的天父来的这个恩典是何等的珍贵，也让我们来考虑。我们私心，我们的心里边是不是有什么东西我们应该清理，我们的什么重要就像Jim Price给我们所讲的，主啊，就求主你的灵来帮助我们，让我们来清理，让我们来专一侍奉主，这样祷告奉耶稣基督圣名，阿门。
Everlasting life, so that he who has
God's Son has everlasting life. 这个杯里面的葡萄汁是主耶稣在十字架上为我们留的，他的生命在十字架上为我们死，第三天从死里复活。因着这样，在他里面没有死亡，凡有神儿子就有生命，没有儿子就没有生命。当我们一起来饮这个杯的时候，我们等待他的再回来。When we drink this cup, we're looking forward to his second coming. Shall we drink together?
It's time to introduce. We have new friends in our coming today. We have Cindy and Casey Nolan. 今天有两位是不是对父叫 Cindy 跟 Casey 他们在我们当中，能不能请你们站起来介绍你们自己？Okay, we any other new friend or brother and sister here? Okay, thank you. 其他没有其他的新的弟兄姐妹，我们欢迎你们。接下去我们刚才有知道特别祷告事项。We have a few special prayer items. Earlier we heard Pastor Jim Price and Peggy Price go to China for 1 month, so let's pray for trip and for the fruitful trip. 我们刚才听到Jim Price Pastor 也跟那个Peggy Price 要到中国去一个月时间，他们到中国去访问他们的以前当兵的学生，还给他们传讲福音。我们求神保守他们的旅行。Also another two special prayer item. One is for brother one you've been whose daughter going to have a new implement new cancer treatment for him. So in the upcoming week, so let's pray for the new treatment. 我们为王永斌老弟兄祷告，他医生要制定新的方案，所以我们求神赐医生智慧，让那个新的疗法有新的疗效。And another items for our brother, 西端镇's two elder sisters. One is going through some cancer treatment, and the other one also have a serious medical condition. 我们也为西端镇弟兄的大姐跟他的另外姐姐祷告，我们一个就接受化疗，另外一个也患了有严重的疾病，我们求神医治。And then some report item, we have a new Sunday school. So every week our Sunday school starts at 1:45 and we have a new section. We use new material. The material is called How to Read the Bible for All Its Words. So this is a very good, it's a new material, and Teacher Rao would show us how to read and study Bible properly. So we started a new lesson.用新的材料就做圣经导读，所以有个叫做劳孝琴老师给我们上课，让我们知道怎么样读圣经，所以是一个很好的课程。我们上星期刚开始，所以我们请弟兄姐妹们到我们的主日学来，1:45开始，1:45到2:30。Another report, Christmas is just around the corner, so.Our church encourage members to donate money for homeless people and people that are in need. We will collect a check donation to Union Gospel Mission at Sacramento. Our church will collect the checks and then send them the checks. The deadline is December 17th.So if you write the check, and just make sure on the check, your address on the check, because the organization will send the receipt based on the address in the check. 所以我们教会鼓励在圣诞期间来临，我们教会鼓励弟兄们用金钱奉献给那些无家可归还有生活困难的人。我们教会会把那个如果我们鼓励我们把支票写给这个叫做 Union Mission Sacramento 这个教会的基督徒机构，然后就是你们在写你们的支票上面，你们make sure我们的支票上面的地址是 return address， 因为他们会把那个收据寄到根据那个支票上面的地址来寄到寄回收寄回来，截止日期是12月17号。So if you need more information, there's a website called ugnsac.com. So that's all the report item. Let's stand up for the authority. 他们起立唱三一颂。
Of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在。是奉主耶稣基督的名， Amen. Please be seated. 欢迎每一位留下点心在交易厅。You are welcome to the fellowship hall, which we have refreshment there.